Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah discusses the issur of being osik in business with Ovdei Avodah Zarah around the times of their holidays. And says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shlosh Yom Lefneim, Shlosh Yom Lacharei Maser, 3 days before their holiday and 3 days after their holiday, it's osur to do business with them because they're going to go to their Avodah Zarah and they're going to thank their Avodah Zarah for the benefit of the business that they got. The Chum say no. It's only Asr beforehand. Afterwards, it's going to be mutter. The Bar Tanur explains the chain halacha that we pasken like the Chachamim, and he said the Bar Tanur goes on. Begola sheinon yicholim lahamid atzmenu melis of litenim. I'm sure parnasenu mehem vod mishumira enu asa ella yom edim bilvad. A very important point that he says that nowadays that all of our parnasa comes from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and we have a certain sense of yira from them, so we're only going to asr on the holiday itself. And then he says, "And va'idna no gal mehetra afilu b'chol yomedam." Now we're even making on the holiday because we assume that they don't go and they're not so religious. They're not going to go and be moded to their Avodah Zarah afterwards. And now the Mishnah goes on to list what are the holidays of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ve'eluy dein shel ovdei kachavim. The following are the days that we've been referring to that you're not supposed to do business with them sometime before, sometime after, or whenever it may be. Kalanda usatranura kalanda, which is an 8 day holiday. That comes right after the shortest daylight hours of the year, meaning in the winter time when daylight is very short. Sacharnura, which is an 8 day holiday right before the shortest day of the year. Ukartesim, Kartesim, which is when the Romans defeated the Greeks. It's the anniversary of that defeat. Viyom Ginusa Shel Melachim, the day that the Melech became the king, that he rose to the throne. Viyom Haleda, the birthday of the Melech. Right, birthdays you don't find too much among Jewish people, that we celebrate birthdays in Tanakh or in Halacha, but you do find it by Paro, and you do find it as a holiday for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Viyom HaMisa, and the day of death. Divrei Meir, meaning that's a yahrzeit of the Melech. That's the sheet of Rav Meir, that those are the holidays. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, V'cham Momrim, Kol Misi Yeshiva Sreifa Yesh B'Avodah Zarah. If after the king died, they burned all of his stuff, then you know that there's Avodah Zarah involved. V'Shein B'Sreifa Ein B'Avodah Zarah. If they didn't burn his stuff after he died, then we don't assume that there's any shaychus to Avodah Zarah. Yom Teglacha Zekano Ubaluriso, the day that they would shave his beard that an Ovid Avodah Zarah would shave his beard or would shave his baloris, his chup. Yom Sha'ala Bominayam, or the day that he came back safely from traveling by the ocean. Vyom Sha'yotza Bomi Beis Asurim, or the day that he got out of jail. Vovid Chavim Sha'asa Mishta Libno, or an Ovid Avodah Zarah who made a wedding for his child. Eino Asra Ela Osayom Boso Ishbilvad. That does not become a general day of a holiday for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's just for that person on that specific day, not the days prior, and not a general. It does not become a general day of Avodah Zarah. So let us review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we had learned that according to Rabbi Shmuel, 3 days before and 3 days after the holiday are aser to do business with them. And the Chum said that days before are totally aser, but days after are totally mutter. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we listed the days of the holidays of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, there was a machlokes about the Yom HaMisa. Is the anniversary of the king's death a day of Avodah Zarah? The Rav Meir says yes, and the Chum say it depends whether they burnt his stuff or not. And then we said that there are certain personal celebrations that it's only us or with that person who's having that celebration, and only for that one day, not us or for other people. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.